TypeScript 65. Brothers and sisters. 1. A large family.
I'm the youngest of 9 children. My eldest sister's still alive, age 93, and there are 16 years between us. We were 4 girls, 4 boys, and then me.
And how well did you all get on together when you were children?
Really, amazingly well. Being the youngest, I and my 2 young brothers rather looked on the rest of the family as the others, because by that time they were either away at school or working. But we were always fond of one another. And now, of course, the roles have rather reversed, because they were inclined to keep an eye on us. And now we younger ones, the 2 youngest, are very busy looking after the remainder of the ancient ones.
Tell me how your relationship with your sister Joy has changed over the years.
Joy was the sister who used to, in her holidays, used to take me off for lovely walks and teach me a great deal about the countryside. And she eventually became a nun and disappeared to Australia for 23 years. And we wrote to one another, and I was still her little sister. But when she came back, shortly after my husband died, and the whole relationship changed enormously, and we became tremendous friends. We've never looked back.
What do you see as the main advantage and disadvantage of coming from such a large family?
I think the main advantage was this marvellous example of our parents of how to enjoy life on a shoestring, because we were very much the poor relations, and it always amused us that our wealthy young cousins envied us so much. We had the old bikes and all the freedom in the world, and they were stuffed into Eton suits and expected to behave themselves.
Disadvantages?
I think it was very tough at a certain stage to have hand-me-down clothes, especially for a vain little girl, and not to have much in the way of parties, and perhaps not to be able to go abroad as other children did. But the advantages outweighed the disadvantages enormously. There's no doubt about that.
6 out of the 9 of you are still alive. How closely have you kept in touch over the years?
Very closely. For many years now, we've had an annual family party of 3 generations. And the touching thing is that the 2 younger generations just love to come. And there are anything up to sort of 35 of us meet up once a year in one or other of the houses and have this marvellous lunch and tea party, and lots of photographs are taken, and we've now got baby twins that were handed round this time, you know, and all this sort of thing. Marvellous.
2. An only child.
I'm an only child, and basically I think the disadvantages far outweigh the advantages of being an only child. I was relatively happy as a young child, but as you get older, I think being an only child gets more difficult to deal with.
When you were little, it wasn't too bad being an only child.
No, but I was very lucky. I had lots of cousins. I have 14 first cousins, and most of them lived in the same town that I grew up in until I was 10. So we all played together and what have you. And I had a friend who lived next door to me who was my best friend, who was the same age as me. And so she was a bit like a sister then, I suppose. And it wasn't until we moved away from there that I think it became more difficult being an only child.
You said to me once that it was when you were a teenager that it was particularly hard. Why was that?
Yes, I think when you're a teenager, you're quite unsure of how to deal with things, especially your parents anyway. And when you're on your own, you have nobody to compare notes with or to sort of say, are my parents being unreasonable or not? You just have to work it out for yourself. And that, I think, is quite hard, really.
Some people who come from large families might envy you because you had all of your parents' attention.
Yes, that of course has its negatives as well as its positives, doesn't it, I think. You have all of their attention, but you don't always want it, especially as a teenager. I think at that point, in your late teens, you want to move away from your family a little bit and sort of explore other relationships. And if you have all of your parents' attention, you can't necessarily do that very well.
What about now that you're an adult? Does the fact of being an only child have any impact on your life at all?
Yes, I think it's probably, again, quite difficult, really. My father died about 10 years ago, so of course I'm the one who's left totally responsible for my mother. I'm the one that has to look after her if she has a problem and help her if she needs help in any way. There's nobody else to help at all. So yes, I think it does have problems then too.
You have two children of your own. Was that a conscious decision because you decided that you didn't want one of your children to be an only child?
Yes, very definitely. Yes, yes, I didn't want that to happen. And I feel sorry for other children who are only children, I must say. I think that's, at this age, at the age of my children, it's probably fine. But as they get older, I think it gets more difficult.
So all in all, being an only child is not something you'd recommend?
No. Certainly not, no.